Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I'm sure if you are a business person, you wonder, how do some business people really prosper and others don't? What is it? Is it the economy? Is it the product? Is it their ability to hire people? What is it? Is it their business plan? And all of those things are true. But it's the ability to be able to see things, to understand things, to understand the vision and understand the risk. I mean, throughout the years, I've heard business people say, you know, I don't owe anybody anything. I am debt free. I just don't do it if I don't have the money for it. And I'll ask, well, how are you doing? Well, you know, I'm making a living. I'm getting by. And I've worked with other business people and said, how are you doing? And they go, well, $10 million in debt. Just made another acquisition. Really, $10 million in debt? Yeah, I'm $10 million in debt, but, you know, my take-home pay is $3 million a year because they know how to think about business. People who play it too close to the vest, people who are too conservative, will make a nice living, but that's where they'll stay. If you want to really do well, you have to take calculated risks, not stupid risks, not risks that are put you out of business. But as you progress forward and as you move forward, you have to absolutely think through how you are going to go to the next level. What's the next thing you need to do? You need to borrow capital, not to pay the bills, but to expand the business. And let me give you an example of a mistake that people make. Let's say that you were going to buy a piece of equipment, and that piece of equipment was $100,000. Some business people will go, I'm not taking that risk. I'm not spending that $100,000. My goodness, that's a lot of money. But the successful business people analyze it in a different way. They say, wait a minute, $100,000 at the current tax rate that I'm paying, it's really only going to cost me, I don't know, $70,000 for that piece of equipment because I can write it off. They're going to say, wait a minute, let me think about how valuable this is. Let me think about how much more productivity I can get. Let me think about how quicker we're going to be able to manufacture this product or do this service, which will open us up to do other things. So you see, they think in a different way. They think in a way of success. They put the whole package together in their mind. Now, you know, whatever the tax rate happens to be, I know that we're talking about changing the tax rate, but still, the premise stays the same, although the tax rate may change. You have to understand what it really means to buy that piece of equipment. Do you have the customers? Do you have the business? Can you sell the product? What grants are available to you? You know, there are so many state and federal grants for hiring people. You just have to dig into it and find out. How are you going to do what business people who are successful do, and that is they get information, they understand what they need to do, and they just do it. They're just as concerned about the vision of the company, the success of the company, the plans of the company, how to make things work as they are doing stuff. The majority of business people in this country show up every single day and they do a job. They walk through the door, they look what's on their, they sit down at their desk, they look what's on their desk, they get their product out, they manage their people, but they don't take the time to think what's available to them to move their business forward. And that's what you want to do, because that's what the people who are successful, who are making $1 million or two or three or four or $5 million a year, That's what they're doing. Maybe you only want to make $250,000 or $500,000. That's perfectly fine. But you won't make that money unless you can really understand how business works, how you use capital, how you use it to your advantage, and how you are going to sit down and think and have that vision every single day. Not just once in a while, not just one great thought, a continual flow of thinking, a continual flow of action. Some things won't work. That's why we take calculated risks. That's why we don't bet the farm. That's why we don't bet everything. And we find something that does work, we really go for it. We make it happen. We double down on it. And then we go on to the next idea and the next idea and the next idea. Do not have a business that's stagnant. Do not have a business that's just doing stuff and selling the same products and doing the same thing every single day. Your marketplace is the world. Your marketplace is the United States of America. It might be your state or your county or your town. Open up your mind. See the vision. Use the capital properly. And you will be very pleased with the results. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.